Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
21851.
May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Carol, two R's and two L's. Van Hart.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay.
One second, the computer's loading.
Okay.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
32929 Rehoboth Road, Pocomoke, Maryland, 21851.
One second while this computer loads. It's taking a while to load. One moment.
Okay.
I do see where our Platinum Ultra smartwatch was purchased. How may I help you today?
Well, that was on 5/24. Then on 5/30, I was billed $67.32, and I don't know for what.
Okay, so once you sign up to receive our Platinum Ultra smartwatch, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does say that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $67.32 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
Well, ma'am, there was nothing on that website when I ordered that watch. Were paid for the shipping on a free watch is basically what it was. There was nothing on there about any kind of membership or anything else. And I did not
agree. Okay, all of the information is presented within those terms and conditions. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. I'll be more than happy to get your account canceled out for you today. And this will prevent any future charges effective immediately. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
Yes, and I'd also like a refund for the $67.32.
Okay, this charge is a valid charge, being that we did not receive a call within those 48 hours as listed within those terms and conditions. I can provide you with a refund of $23.56 out of that charge.
$23.56 out of $67?
That is correct.
Do you have a supervisor there?
Yes, sir, but we all go by the same protocol. If you wanted me to speak with my supervisor to see if she's able to get you a higher refund, I'll be more than happy to. But the charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment while I reach out to my supervisor.
Well, I'm going to have to call my credit card company and dispute this charge because it's not right. There's nothing. I didn't see anything at all on there about any kind of membership or anything. And I read everything about it before I went ahead and paid the shipping on that watch, which, by the way, the watch didn't come with a charger, and it won't work for nothing. I've tried everything. It doesn't work at all.
I want to let you know that I am still here. I'm still reaching out to my supervisor. Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she did state that the highest refund that we're eligible to do for you today is a 50% refund, which is a total of $33.66.
Well, I'm going to have to call my credit card company and dispute it.
Okay, I do want to inform you as well with that dispute for future references, and I would advise you to call them after this call as well. A dispute is only a temporary refund until they do their investigation, and your car company cannot override our terms and conditions, so they will do a chargeback on your account as well.
You'll do what, ma'am?
Your car company will do a dispute. They will do a chargeback on your account because your car company cannot override our terms and conditions, and there's no way for you to sign up to get any of our products if you do not agree to those terms and conditions. I can reach back out to my supervisor because I'd rather for you to get something than nothing. But I would advise you to call them after this call or tomorrow to ask them how the dispute process works for future references with other companies. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. I'm still speaking with her.
Okay.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a full refund of $67.32. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Give me just a moment while I get that refund processed.
Okay, thank you.
One moment, I'm almost finished.
Okay.
One second, I'm notating your account.
Okay.
Okay, I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for that number.
Well, let me get a pen, please. Okay.
The number that I have is 260-364-055. That number again is 260-364-055. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
I think that'll do it. Now that closes my account out, correct?
Your account has been canceled out. That prevents any future charges effective immediately.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.